Hi, this is
Hello.
Morgan from Family First. Am I speaking with Kevin Jackson?
Yes.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
All right, Mary.
Okay, good to hear. So I was calling you because we have been having some issues with Ebony. I know her FOV it got damaged, and we've been trying to get a hold of her so she can go to the office and we can, you know, start working so she can clock in again. But
let me tell you, I called First Healthcare. I mean, I called First Choice yesterday. I called First Choice. What's her name? What is it? First Choice? Keystone, yeah. I called Keystone and they told me they don't see no problem with y'all sending me another what's her name? Because, you know, she said she don't see what the problem is. She said she was putting in a request to y'all to y'all yesterday. It should have been in the computer.
Okay,
but she said what the problem is.
Mm-hmm. I actually was going to give her a call after I called you because I still have to speak with her regarding this, you know, because we cannot just make choices and not inform the patient and the caregiver and also the service coordinator. But so you're telling me that she said that it was okay if...
Yes, if y'all send me another file. Now, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. She told me she was going to put in a request, the lady I talked to yesterday, mm-hmm. and she was going to put in a request to my service coordinator mm-hmm. to notify y'all that there wasn't no problem. She don't see what y'all saying is the problem. What's the problem about sending me another file? I got the file here, and you can see where it's black. It's not like I threw it away and I didn't break it on purpose because I was using it when I had it. It dropped, and this is what happened. This thing is. I guess this thing is real fragile. And you can see, I can see hairline. It looked like somebody scratched it, or I don't know if the glass on it is cracked, but if the screen is black, I can't see no numbers on it. So that's why we wasn't doing it with that. And she said that she had notified y'all. My Ebony said she had notified y'all and told y'all that. But then somebody calling her, telling her, Keystone First, they told us there's no way that they could stop my money like that because of that that file there. She said she don't see what the problem is. So she told me yesterday. I called her yesterday and talked to the lady, and she said my coordinator. So they were supposed to get in contact with y'all. Y'all don't have it on y'all computer?
No, we have anything here. We have nothing here. But I will give her a call. Her name is Sonia Hill, right?
Yes, Sonia Hill, yeah. You call her, and she'll let you know that I talked to her yesterday, me and Ebony. So what, you want to talk to Ebony?
No, I just wanted to, you know, let you know how everything was. Yeah, and also, you know, once I... you know, speak with Sonia. I will probably give you a call regarding what we said. But if she tells me that it's not possible for Ebony to just not plug in at all, you will have to find, like, we can find you another caregiver. We can, you know, but, yeah, it will be difficult for her to continue with you. But, yeah, you know, let's see how it works. Let's see what she tells me, and I'll give you a call back, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, sure. No problem, sir. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.